Well, howdy, guys, and we all know Femons think they're special and should be treated as such. They all want to be in the workforce and be in these really good jobs, good-paying jobs, but they don't really want to work too hard. But they don't really want to work hard to get there. They want the easy route. And they come up with these crazy excuses to make it easier for them. Now, here's a Femon here that can't go to work and work 9 to 5 like normal. She has to be able to work from home. Why? Because she has a dog that has severe separation anxiety. So because of that, she doesn't have to go to work every day and travel miles and back and forth in the traffic. I mean, come on, it's really just another scam. And I believe this dog is a cavapoo, whatever you call them. Bit like the cockapoo, I think. They're bred also with a poodle. And I've come across some of these dogs and they're always nervous, a bit crazy in the head. And generally they're yappy. And I found them quite irritating, which is perfect, I guess, for a Femon's dog. And of course, there's no mention of a man about. This dog probably replaces the man and any children. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, but you know this all comes from a Femon brain. So you can imagine if a guy at work said, well, I can't come into work because of my dog. I'll have to work from home. And Femons wonder why their wages aren't equal to males. It's because they don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the hours. I mean, if you can't afford to have the dog sitter in, while you go to work and earn money, then you shouldn't have the dog in the first place. Anyway, guys, what do you think? You just let me know down below in the comments. And I haven't gone into work for the last week because my goldfish has got anxiety. It's amazing what BS Femons come out with every day of their lives. You take it easy, fellas. Ciao.